Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. That's Robert Cray bringing us back, my favorite blues man. Having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. I encourage you to go to his website, joelbarker.com. That's one of them, right, Joel?
Yes, and let me say this about my website. I've added a new thing, and if they go to my website, they'll see a box with a black line at the bottom that says Scoop It, and at the top it says Short Look at the Long View. The kind of stuff we talk about is in there, and if they click on that, when I find interesting articles, these are all now collated and collected. And they can kind of just move around and see what's going on, or they can go to the filters and see which topics I have.
Right.
But I invite them to do that. The reason I do this is so that people can get access
Absolutely.
To that kind of information.
So please check that out, folks. Joel, thank you for making that available to us. We appreciate that very much. That's a great service. All of his books there are there. The films, Innovation at the Verge, his new film. Please check all that out at joelbarker.com. Joel, let's talk about another old thing that's had a resurgence of interest, and that's the concept of a biplane, a bi-wing airplane.
Yep. Well, here this is this old made new again. We've had a supersonic plane, the Concorde.
Yep.
Biggest problem, it was small, it was extremely expensive to fly in, it burned a lot of fuel.
It was noisy, too.
Very noisy.
Yeah.
Well,
but it was fast. It did the main thing it was designed to do, and that's to get you across the Atlantic in half the time.
You got it. So what's been going on is some people have been looking at old research back in the 50s by a gentleman who said the way you would deal with the supersonic boom is instead of having one wing on each side of the plane, you'd have two wings. It's a biplane. And it turns out when you run the computer models, and that's what they're doing right now, they've been running computer models to check it. If you design the wings properly, the sonic boom disappears.
And the
drag drops to 50%.
Wow.
Which means probably a 50% improvement in fuel usage.
Well, the bi-wing would give you more lift than a single wing, so that would allow you to have more of your power going towards thrust and not so much for lift.
But you know what the real trick is, Jim? And you know about this because you're a pilot. When you have the two wings, the vortices, you know, the turbulence that comes off the back cancels out one another.
Right.
That's what makes
and
the difference.
And, folks, if you remember,
in case you don't remember,
the very first plane that the Wright brothers flew was a biplane. So many of the planes in World War I were biplanes, so think about those.
Yeah. Well, MIT is doing the research. They've run the computer models. They're ready to start building small-scale models and test it out. And what's interesting about this is if we get this, the dream that we've always had, which is to get in a plane and 2 hours later get off in Europe, may become not only feasible but cheaper than it is to go in the single wing.
Well, the other thing is not only is this design important, but this design probably wouldn't work with the same materials the Concorde was built with.
Oh, exactly.
Which comes back to the graphene you talked about earlier.
Yep.
That you've told us about over the years.
Carbon fiber. This will probably be a carbon fiber plane.
Yep.
And again, what we have is the realization Concorde was the attempt. Now it looks like we have found a pathway to the supersonic plane that doesn't disturb people and doesn't burn up a lot of fuel.
Yeah, the Concorde was so noisy, you could hear it when it went out of sight over the horizon.
Yeah,
that's a true story. I've heard that. I mean, I've stood there and watched them go out of sight and still could still hear them. But now you know what about this? What if you could print a wing with the 3D printer with a graphene material 3D printer? Well, how about that, Joel?
That's exactly. My guess is you just predicted correctly. Because why would you spend fabrication time when you can print it perfectly with no waste?
Right.
So
exactly.
Can you imagine? You can imagine. So that's great. You just verged some stuff, by the way.
Yeah. This is the thing that folks. These are the kinds of things that's going to make the 21st century an exciting time to be alive. there are still some things that are kind of shaking me up a little bit, Joel, about the 21st century that I'm not too happy about. But these are some examples of things that are going to make this century pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yes. In net-net, the future is very positive. We've got some work to do.
Right, absolutely. Hey, Joel, give us the websites again, please.
JoelBarker.com.
And also StarThrower.com, you want to send them to that?
Oh, they can go to StarThrower.com if they want to go right directly to my videos.
Yeah.
But they can also get to StarThrower through my site as well.
Joel, thank you so much for being here. Always great to have you here. We appreciate your time very much.
Thank you, Jim.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen, I told you we'd get smarter when Joel joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blessingham, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.